Glory to God. You know, we are still in the midst of COVID. But I've learned, or I have found out, that you can find the good in the worst of situations. If you look, you can find the good in the worst of any situation. And that's what I'm doing in COVID. Every good thing that I can pull out of COVID, that's what I'm doing. There was time when I didn't exercise, maybe a little here and there, you know, not really doing it like I should. But since COVID, hey. And the reason I didn't exercise, because, you know, when you exercise, you're going to sweat. You're going to sweat your hair out and sweat. And I didn't want to sweat my hair out, you know. So I didn't really exercise before COVID, like I said, very little. But now, it doesn't matter. You know, every good thing in a bad situation, looking for the good, it doesn't matter if my hair sweat or not. Of course, I want my hair combed, but it's not a priority. But my health, to me, is a priority. So now I exercise like I'm supposed to. Exercise is good for our health. Looking for good in the midst of bad situation. Everything good that I can find, I'll pull out of COVID. Before COVID, I didn't play basketball. But now, since COVID, hey, I found out that I can actually beat my husband playing ball. At least he made me think I can. I didn't play ball. Why? I didn't want to sweat my hair, you know. Pulling the best out of bad situations. I was missing all that enjoyment with my husband, the exercising, spending quality time with my husband, seizing the moment in our marriage, just spending that quality time. I was missing all that before COVID. I've had some good times on the court with my husband since COVID. Finding the best in the worst of situations. I've made some life changes since COVID because I'm looking for all the good I can get out of it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Can any good thing come out of COVID? If you look for it, it can. If you look for it, it can. Someone shout hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you long. Our scripture reading will be coming from 2 Corinthians 3 and 5. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. And it says, Paul writing, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Just a thought for tonight. Our sufficiency in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It means we are complete in Him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Paul knew in whom he was sufficient. Do we know? Paul knew that he was only sufficient in God, and without God, he couldn't do nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being sufficient means you are adequate. It means he's adequate. He is all we need to do whatever we need to do. Hallelujah. Our sufficiency in God. He's all we need to do whatever it is we need to do. One of the main principles in the Bible is that Jesus Christ is completely sufficient for all matter of life and godliness. We're going to read that.